Talking to TV celebrity and TV magician Ben Hanlon. How are you, Ben? You all right?
Very good, thank you, mate.
This is one of my fears, biggest fears in life, because I know they're getting very clever. And you think you cover every basis by ripping your envelopes, your addresses, you change your passwords and all that kind of stuff. You burn your mail. You don't put too much on social media. That's not enough. We're talking about... what's the word? Fraud? Are we talking about or scamming? Or
well, yeah. I mean, people call it fraud, scamming. In this particular case, I'm talking more about impersonation fraud. It's not Alistair McGowan coming around to go through your bins or anything. No, impersonation fraud. So, yeah, I've been doing this. So, I'm a magician and I'm a trickster, aren't I? Is my job. But I paired up with the Take Five to Stop Fraud campaign. So it's run with UK Finance. And it's about impersonation fraud. So it's that idea that when you get an email or a phone call, are those people who they say they are? That's the biggie, right? So many times now that you can get emails or phone calls from your bank, from the police, from your phone provider, you name it, these scammers are very, very clever. And they're particularly targeting young people. So the campaign we're running is all about looking at Gen Z and your 18 to 24-year-olds, because they've had this stat that's come out, Darren, that over 50% of them have admitted to having shared personal information or making a payment as a result of those requests. What Take Five to Stop Fraud campaign is all about is just saying, look, stop, challenge, protect. So if you said you've got a fear for it, Darren, I've got a solution for you.
Okay.
And that is stop, challenge, protect. So when something comes in, an email or a phone call, and it's from someone that you're supposed to trust, stop, take a moment and go, is this really that person or that organization? So if you're not quite sure, then you've got a challenge. And by challenge, if it's a phone call, because they're getting very clever and they're phoning you, you go, well, hold on, let me call you back on the number that I think this should be, and challenge them. Because us as Brits, we're quite good at just saying yes to things, but we need to push back, ask more questions and challenge. And then finally, protect. So if you think you have had been scammed in any way, phone your bank immediately, let them know, and then also contact Action Fraud. So stop, challenge, protect. That will help.
I've got three real life experiences for you. Would you like to hear them, Ben?
Love to.
Right. Now, you know, you mentioned the younger folk, but I'm just going to mention my mum, who's 80. Right.
Okay.
She's had two of these. One was last week. One was a year ago. Last week. She had a text to a private mobile number that simply said, "Mum, I've broken my phone. Can you please send me £1,000 for a new phone to this bank account?" This was last week, and my mum immediately rang me and said, "What have you done to your phone?" And I went, "My phone's fine. You just phoned me on it. I haven't sent you a text."
Wow.
Yeah. And the same thing happened. Apparently, the text said, "I dropped my phone down the toilet," believe it or not.
Wow. And that's it. They are just relying on volume, catching people off guard. And if they're busy, they're not stopping. They're not challenging and questioning. Luckily, your mom did the right thing, which was phone the number that she thought she'd phone. But for young people, it's things on social media, it's emails, it's this digital way of doing the same thing as well.
Does this involve as well Facebook cloning? Is that a thing?
Well, there's all sorts of things that, I mean, I'll give you an example from ours. The thing that with working for Take Five to Stop Fraud, what I've realized is how little information people actually need. Information that we don't really see as that important. But if people get hold of it, they can do quite a bit of damage. So, for example, my wife has been part of a scam recently. And I'll cut a long story short, but in essence, a bit of identity fraud where they got hold of her name, her address, and her date of birth. So that's it. And ask yourself, and if you're listening to this, actually, is my date of birth maybe on Facebook or social media? And is my address available and is my name available? Just by doing that, they've been setting up accounts in her name all over the place. Wow. We've been getting letters through the post. Her credit score's gone through the floor. And the pinnacle was we got a mobile phone that they'd set up and ordered, sent to our house, which they intercepted outside of our actual house when we weren't in. And they stood there and said to the delivery driver, "Oh, yeah, we live here." They took the handset and they left. Wow. And we got it off my neighbour's CCTV.
You were actually outside your property?
Outside my property, because they, and it's all of this has come from just her date of birth, her address and her name. Which is, you don't, we give that away so freely, but we need to start protecting it a little bit more.
Got an email this morning, literally I read it, and I thought I'm going to bring this up with Ben when I speak to him today about this. I got an email today on my personal, not my work email address, my personal email address, and it was from, are we allowed to mention a well-known internet security brand or not? I don't know.
It's your show, I don't know.
other internet security brands are available, but Norton sent me an email address to say they're going to take £380-odd out of my bank account. I'm like, well, actually, I don't use Norton. So I checked my bank. They haven't taken anything. Do I need to follow that up now in case they do try and take something from somewhere?
They've obviously got part of your email address. They're just hoping on this mass thing that somebody's going to click the link and somebody's going to give their details. But I think the thing is with this campaign, what we're trying to say is that with young people in particular, is just being aware of how valuable your data is and your personal information. So what we did, I don't know if you've seen the video, but I decided to test this and experiment on how easily random people will give a complete stranger lots of personal information. So what I did was a few weeks ago, we went to London and we filmed this. So you can see this on my socials or on the Take 5 Stop Fraud socials. So we went to London and I was doing tricks. And I said, hey, I'm a magician. And during tricks and mind reading, I just started asking people random personal information. And almost everybody just told me whatever I asked. So I started off small. Oh, what's your date of birth? And then I was like, oh, what's your mom? What's your mom's name? What's her maiden name? So these security questions. What was your first pet as a child? People were just telling me. And then I started to go, oh, what's your postcode? What's your address? During conversation. And people would just give it to me. And then I started to get cheeky and went, oh, who'd you bank with? And they were just telling me who they banked with. And then I was like, oh, who's your phone provider? And then at the end, I explained, you know, during that conversation, you've given me all of this information, which if I was a bad guy, I could take that away and do a lot of bad stuff with it. So that's what it is. People just don't think, they don't connect the dots between their information and what people could be doing with it.
Going full circle then, Ben, what you're saying is don't tell anybody anything that, who you don't know or you don't trust or you're wary of.
Well, that's a slightly catchy phrase. There's another catchy. What I'm saying is stop, challenge, protect. That is literally. So the point of this is if you're listening to this and maybe you've got young people living in your house, your relatives, your family, have a conversation with them about this and say and talk to them. And it's the idea of do you stop? Do you question what the source is? So you did because Norton, there was an easy one. Do you challenge? Do you call them back? And try and push them, and also if it happens to you, you know where to go. Go to your bank, go to Action Fraud. Stop, challenge, protect.
Fantastic. Ben, we're going to wrap that up because I know you've got more interviews to do. thank you very much for that. When can we see you quickly next on telly? When is Ben next on our screens?
Well, I'm doing a lot of social media, so you can go on my at Ben Hanlon socials. I'm making new content all the time, tricks, pranks, all that stuff. So that's always a bit of fun. And then I think I'm next on telly, end of October, on Countdown for the Week. Doing Dictionary Corner, which is always a fun one. So
didn't expect you to do that.
And do you know what? I did it because I'm just a massive fan of the show.
Oh, right.
I just think it's great. I just love Countdown.
Fabulous. Thank you very much, Ben. All the best. Take care, mate, and thank you.